3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
It is Exfabula Radio on Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Bruce Winter with Exfabula co-founder Leah Delaney, and every weekend at this time, we bring you stories from past story slams and events. And Leah, one of the founding tenets, shall we say, of Exfabula is that everybody deserves a chance at the microphone. Everyone deserves the chance to contribute to the conversation. And you've got two more examples of that coming up.
Yes, yes. You know, alongside with the story slams and such that we have, and with our fellowship programming that we have, we also have something called the Equal Access Programming Content. And with Equal Access, we believe that everybody deserves a chance at the microphone, and everybody deserves an audience as well, so we can just create a better sense of community here in Milwaukee. And with the Equal Access Storytelling Project we have going on, we're going to have a couple of workshops that are going to dive into the community of people who have disabilities. And so to bring their stories up front, we have a couple of workshops coming up. One is going to be on October 13th at Vision Forward, and the other one is going to be on October 14th at the Milwaukee Center for Independence. You know, and we believe that access to the microphone and to be heard is really, really important with Exfabula. So this is a very important program that we have going on.
Yeah, I think no one should be excluded from the conversation at any point.
Yeah, oh, totally. Exactly. So let's roll into the stories. So our first storyteller was what I consider, we nabbed her up because we partnered up with Broadscope Disability Services for the 25th anniversary of the American Disabilities Act, which was a show that we had last year. And so Jill told the story then. And since then, she's been an Exfabula volunteer extraordinaire. And she came back to tell a story at our first Story Slam this year, which with the theme was Risking It. So let's listen to Jill Patke's story.
I woke up a few weeks ago. I mean, I wake up all the time, but this time I woke up one morning and I was drinking my coffee, and I, for whatever reason, I wanted to call my mom. And I went in my purse and looked for my phone, and it wasn't there. And I looked in another pocket, and it wasn't there. And I thought, well, you know, I misplaced this all the time, so no big deal. So I went to write an email on my iPad, and I couldn't find that either. And that happens sometimes, so I wasn't too worried about it. And I went to my laptop, and that's in a Harley Davidson bag, resting near the couch. I never move it, so it's gotta be there. Well, it wasn't. So I was getting kind of panicky, and I went to look in my purse, and my wallet was there, thank goodness. But I looked in it, and all my cash and my credit cards were gone. Oh my God, I was robbed! So I went and told the manager right away, because my key card to let me in the building was gone. So the manager told the social worker on site, and she let me call the police from her phone. And after that, I called my mom. And unfortunately, I only got her voicemail, but she must have gotten the message because she showed up an hour later. We called the bank, reported fraud, canceled my cards, and ordered new ones. And then we called the insurance company and got renter's insurance. A little too late, but at least we got it, you know. yeah, so then later on that day, the cops came and they were pretty impressed that we got all this done. I was telling them the whole story, that they took my iPad, my cell phone, my laptop, all my cash and credit cards. They were a hoard that someone would just, like, prey on a home where senior citizens and disabled people live and try to steal from that. But within a week, they were able to give everything back. They found everything. They got the guy right away because of paper trail he made with using my credit card. And he told them, the cops, that he had robbed five other places in my building. So I got everything back and he went to jail. So everything's good. Well, I didn't get my laptop back, and that really sucks. So I learned my lesson that I should lock my door at all times. I guess I learned another lesson that I should always have renter's insurance. The moral of the story is to anywhere, any apartment or house, people can walk in and steal all your stuff. So keep your doors locked.
And that was Jill Patke telling us her Risking It story.
I've never had my residence broken into, but I have had my car broken into. And you just feel so violated when that happens.
It's the most terrible feeling in the world. The next story was told at the same event, Risking It. This is Linda Stewart. And before we jump into the story, it should be noted that Linda walked up to the stage with her phone in her hand with notes, which, as you know, is a big no-no at Exfabula. But she has memory issues, so we allowed her to hold on to it for a little bit. So let's listen to Linda Stewart tell her Risking It story.
Depression. So it affects a fair portion of the population at some point or another during one's lifespan. There are varying degrees, and sometimes when it's severe enough, medication or alternative treatments are required. And I hope I'm not sounding like the start of an antidepressant commercial. But when I say alternative treatments, I'm not talking about having a spa day. I'm talking about having induced seizures via electrical current being passed through the brain while under general anesthesia and a muscle relaxant. It's called electroconvulsive therapy. And it sounded like Frankenstein when I first contemplated it and read about it under circumstances of a personally severe medication-resistant depression over the winter. There are risks like temporary memory loss and temporary decline in cognitive functioning. How temporary? I asked my doctor. And he said, well, you know, it's kind of ambiguous here and there. The studies are, you know, inconclusive as of late. But I'm an athlete and a marathon swimmer, and I wanted my life back. Enter the operating room for Fraulein Frankenstein, the marathon swimmer. They wheel me down the hall after a brief elevator ride to the hospital basement, you know, because that's not super creepy, right? Hospital basement, yeah. I'm laying down on my hospital bed in the OR, and I'm being a tourist. Now, this comes from a lifetime of tourism-type behavior. So I start asking touristy questions. The anesthesiologist nurse introduces herself. Oh, how'd you get into that? Do you like it? What's that you're putting on my neck? I'm going around the room of medical professionals, and I get to my psychiatrist. So, how'd you get into psychiatry? I ask him. Well, you see, my dad wanted me to become a doctor. I was in creative writing in undergrad, and I didn't want to be a doctor, and I really just didn't want to go to medical school, so I was sort of a doctor and then decided to become a psychiatrist. Three letters, WTF. That wasn't the response I was looking for, but okay. And now I'm terrified. So now the anesthesiologist is standing over my table, and he is somewhere between a cooking show host and one of those sports commentators. So he's like, okay, here we go. Now we're going to add this. Now we're going to add that. now I'm going to inject you with propofol. And I am, like, still really not relaxed at all. And he's like, no, Etomidate. And this is going to burn a little bit. And I'm like, laying there, and my arms start shaking, and the Etomidate's going up my veins. And I'm like, I'm a marathon swimmer. I'm strong. I can do this, right? And it just burns. And I'm like, burr! And then before I can complain too much, the oxygen mask comes over my face, and I'm gone. So I'm wheeled up to my hospital room, unbeknownst to me, and my best friend is in the room with me, and I wake up, and I'm pretty sick, and I don't even know the procedure has happened, so I ask him, I'm like, hey, did this just happen? Is it over? He's like, yeah, it's over, and the seizure wouldn't stop after they hooked me up to the machine and zapped me, so they had to give me emergency anticonvulsant, carbazepine, something like that. But it made me really sick. So I had to get a suppository. And I didn't know what a suppository was. And the nurse was like, you're going to need a suppository. And I said, what's a suppository? As I'm like heaving over the side of my bed. And she's like, well, I'm going to have to put something up your butt. And I was like, okay, whatever. And I look at my best friend. My best friend looks at me, and he's like, just do it, just do it. And I'm like, okay. So they give me the suppository, and I feel better pretty soon thereafter. And in the weeks of treatment that followed, I only got better. So on the topic of risk, sometimes risk involves trusting a doctor who didn't really want to become a doctor and letting them help you. But if you don't risk it, if you don't indulge in risk in your life, you may miss out on living a better life and becoming a happier person, as was in my case. I'm very grateful to be here. I'm happy that I was able to get this treatment. It's not available to everyone. Insurance doesn't always cover it. And I'm happy to be in Milwaukee, visiting my dad and swimming in Milwaukee and continuing my marathon swimming sport.
And that was Linda Stewart with her risking it story. And also, Julie noted that at the end, or actually probably about the last 5 minutes of the story, Megan gently held on to her notes for her and kind of let her tell the story by herself. And she did a fine job. Yeah. And as you know, I mean, we do have different formats. And Whenever somebody wants to tell a story, they don't feel comfortable with what we have set up for them, we can make an accommodation for that. Just need to tell us before the show.
Mm-hmm. And a couple things coming up. We mentioned the Equal Access Storytelling Workshops at the beginning, but the October Story Slam?
Yes, we're going to be at the Milwaukee Public Museum this month on October 18th, where the theme is hidden. So bring those hidden stories. So any information you might want to know about our oncoming Story Slams, the Equal Access Project, the Milwaukee Fellowship, I mean, there's so much going on right now, please contact us at exfabula.org.
And you can hear these radio shows again at wuwm.com. This one and past episodes, all at wuwm.com.
And all 5 million of them.
All 5 million. We do this every weekend. We'll see you next week.
Okie doke.